I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of the Wasan hymns of Shinran Shonin. This is one of his expressions. This is from his Pure Land Wasans, and it expresses one of the benefits that we receive from a life lived in the Nembutsu. Shinran Shonin no Genzei Ryaku no Jodo Wasan kara itadakitai to omoimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o onegai shimasu. When we say Namo Amida Butsu, Nanda, Upananda, and the other great Nagas, along with the countless Naga gods, revere and protect us constantly, day and night. Namo Amida Butsu, Tonoreba, Nanda. Morning, everyone. Welcome to our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service for the month of March. Ohayou gozaimasu. Minasama, 3月 no Shotsuki Hoyo, yokoso no omairi de gozaimasu. This March Shotsuki Hoyo is the service that we observe in memory of those loved ones who have passed over to the other shore in the month of March. Ma, 3月 ni ojo, jodo ni ojo shita katagata o shinobu, honjitsu no Shotsuki Hoyo omairi de gozaimasu. I myself returned last night from the week spent in Visalia for our Buddhist Churches of America National Council meeting. And as I was on my way back from Visalia, I was thinking about all of the things that I had heard and experienced as I drove through the fields. Many of you, I'm sure, have driven through the Central Valley at some point in your time here in California. And we see it's a ripe and thriving agricultural area. And one of the talks that we heard during the seminar, they've introduced a wonderful education program. We had talks on Buddhism and agriculture. Buddhism and agriculture. And I was reflecting on this deep connection that our Nembutsu community has had with the agricultural community. I imagine many of you here today have family members who were involved in farming at some point over the years. Perhaps you yourself are remembering someone today who was a farmer or a farmer's wife. And so I was thinking that, you know, so much of our temple life and our life in the Nembutsu has been supported by farmers and agriculture, and was reminded of one particularly, for me, meaningful presentation by Professor Nasu from Ryukoku University. Nasu sensei used to be an instructor at the Institute of Buddhist Studies, and he gave a very interesting talk about Shinran, the founder of our tradition. He's up here just to the right of the Buddha image. We have a portrait of Shinran and his experiences with agriculture. And how he said that he made a very interesting kind of point in his presentation that it's very likely that Shinran himself worked in agriculture during a portion of his lifetime. 私は先週バイセリアの方に毎年の仏教北米海教区の理事会こういう全国のお寺の代表と海教師が集まるところに話し合いがあって、でちょうど農業が盛んになってる会場でしたから、その農業と仏教、農業と浄土真宗が一つのテーマで それで親鸞聖人と農業の関係 の, あの発表が龍谷大学の那須先生から発表がありました。And Nasu Sensei began by telling us about how Shinran Shonin was sent into exile. Shinran Shonin was a member of a community of people who taught the Nembutsu teaching. The Nembutsu teaching was very moving and inspiring, but it was also challenging to many of the social norms because it was a teaching that taught equality among all people at a time when Japan was a very hierarchical society. So this teaching that promoted equality of all people was seen as very threatening to many people. And as a result of that, a movement built, and many of Shinran's fellow followers of the Nembutsu teaching, as well as his teacher Honen, were sent into exile, sent out of the capital of Kyoto into various remote areas of Japan. まあ、この念仏の御教えは平等の教えですね。みんなが平等に救われる。で、親鸞聖人当時の時代、平安時代の末期、鎌倉時代の初めの頃は、日本の社会は非常に階段的な社会でしたね。上下が激しかった。だからこの平等であることを説かれる教えは、ある方はこれ危ない教えですから、弾圧しようという運動が高まって、結局、親鸞聖人のご子孫、法然上人と、親鸞聖人の他の法然上人のお弟子が、みんなあちこちに、田舎の方に流罪されましたね。And so it said that Shinran Shonin, when he was sent and forced to leave his home, was sent to an area of Japan called Echigo. Echigo, it's currently in Niigata Prefecture, an area that still is a great producer of rice in Japan. まあ、Shinran Shonin が流罪の先は Echigo の国、現在の Niigata。まあ、今でも田んぼが多い、お米が美味しいところと知られているところですね。And so Shinran was there, and it's thought that he was at that time living on the estate of his wife, Eshini. And of course, a large estate like that would have primarily received income through its rice fields. So his wife, Eshini, was a farmer. She was a farmer, and so Shinran there, I'm sure that she put him right to work when they arrived, and that Shinran also was working in some capacity involved with agriculture in that time period, and was getting to know farmers, as we can see by the fact that this Nembutsu teaching has thrived among farming communities over the years in Japan. It's thrived in the cities among workers and laborers, and also in the countryside among farmers. まあ、この念仏という教えは特に親鸞聖人 の, こう浄土真宗の教えは農民の中で非常によく広めたことは、親鸞聖人はそれに多分農民と関係があったと言われていますね。そういうふうな考え方があります。And so after a period of time being sent into exile, then the order came down that said Shinran was free to leave that place. He was free to go home. And it said that from that time, rather than returning to Kyoto, he traveled to the Kanto area in what is now Tokyo. And I've always wondered, why Kanto? Why Kanto? And I never had heard a good explanation up until this point. Because at the time, it was a developing area. It was very rural still. And it seemed like kind of a random place to go. Why did he go to Kanto? Until I heard Nasu-sensei's explanation. And Nasu-sensei said that at that time, these farms and this area was developing. And it was growing up. There was a new capital being built. And they were doing land management to turn flooded swamps into rice fields. And so what wound up happening is many of the rice growers from other parts of Japan then were traveling into this area in search of a better livelihood. They were leaving their familiar homes, their familiar environs, crossing a mountain range, and coming to start a new life in a new place. A new life in a new place, and Shinran Shonin came along with these people. That was a theory that Professor Nasu presented, that the Shinran's friends, the people he was close to in this Echigo region, when they moved and began to start these new lives in Kanto, that Shinran went along to join them and to provide the support of this Nembutsu teaching in this new community. And when I heard that, I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. まあ、この鎌倉時代に関東の平原がいろいろこのもともと湿地であったところを田んぼにしようということをして鎌倉の都がそこに始まるのでいろいろなよその米を作るところから人が動いて移民したんですね。そう、今までによくしてた環境をよくしてた人たちと別れて新しいところに新しい生活を始めようという動きがあって、親鸞聖人はその仲間方で、じゃあ一緒に共にして、一緒に行って、共にお念仏をこの場に喜ぼうということですね。And it's said that in the Kanto area, there is a famous Japanese poem that's attributed to Shinran. No one's sure if he actually composed it, but it's attributed to him and it expresses this Nembutsu teaching in terms of agriculture and growing rice. まあ、Shinran Shonin の、Shinran Shonin が、書いた和歌とされてるんですけど、実に書いたかどうかはちょっと不明なんですけど、確かに Shinran Shonin のお念仏の心がここに表しています。So I wanted to share it with you, give you an opportunity to hear this wonderful teaching that I was able to receive from, Nasu 先生。Shinran Shonin が、まあ、こういうふうに書いたとされていますね。Prepare the rice field contemplated for five kalpas. Plow the field for eons of time. Sow seeds of single-minded and trusting. Pull weeds of self-power and sundry practices. And continuously fill the field with the fresh water of Nembutsu. In the autumn of our birth in the Pure Land, we can harvest the crop delightfully.五香四油の縄汁に、長斎陽号の白として、一年奇妙の種をおろし、自力造業の草を取り、年々相続の水を流し、往生の秋になりぬれば、好み取る酵素うれしけれ何万ダブ何万ダブ何万ダブ何万ダブ。The hymn that I read at the start of my talk, also one composed by Shinran Shonin, talks about how those who say the Nembutsu are protected by the great Nagas. The great Nagas. Nagas are dragons.In Japan, we have dragons. If you look at our incense burner, we have dragons on each side. Dragons are a very important protector of the Buddhist Dharma in the Buddhist tradition. Dragons were also revered by farmers because dragons were said to control the rains, to control the rains. And so Shinran, his expression in using this language of the Nagas, Nasu Sensei expressed was,showing his closeness to the farmers, that just as farmers would revere the dragons as bringing rain, that in the Nembutsu, they find the peace of mind that comes with the falling of a steady and timely rain. まあ、Shinran Shonin はこの Naga ということを書いて、まあ、Naga のは仏法を守るという存在ですけど、そう仏法を守るとともに、こういう雨を降らせることとして知られて、だから長が人間を守るというのは人が安心できる。雨が降っても降らなくても安心できるというのはお念仏の利益の一つだというんですね。So another one of the presentations that I had the opportunity to hear was by a fairly well-known farmer in the Buddhist Churches of America, Mr. George Teraoka.Mr. George Teraoka is the father of Mrs. Janet Umezu, the current wife of the bishop. So he's the father-in-law of our bishop. And Mr. Teraoka is really, to me, truly an inspiring individual. He'll be 95 years old this year. And as he got up to give his presentation, he mentioned, you know, "I'm sorry, I'm not sitting up very straight. I pulled a muscle in my back yesterday welding." There's a 94-year-old man still out welding on his tractors. You know, a person of great energy and dynamism. And he talked about his own experiences as a Nisei farmer and his family and his father's experience. And he talked about his experience of growing up in a community nurtured in the Nembutsu. And I thought, there's an interesting parallel here. That just as Shinran Shonin traveled with the Nembutsu, traveled with people who left the Niigata area, the Echigo region, into the Kanto plain and provided strength and support for them, Mr. Teraoka described how the Nembutsu has provided strength and support for his family on their journey from Japan here to the United States. As they settled in the Central Valley and worked on the farm, worked as a farmer, and how the life in the Nembutsu gave them the strength to face great challenges, building a farm, starting a farm, losing the farm during the internment, and then coming back and starting over, the strength and the courage to return and start again, and ultimately the strength that enabled their family to prosper there in the Central Valley. So I was truly moved by his talk. And during the question and answer session, Mr. Teraoka was asked to reflect on the connection between Buddhism and agriculture. As a farmer, how does Buddhism relate to your life as a farmer? And he said something interesting. He said, you know, as a farmer, people always ask you, what do you grow? What do you grow? Well, here in the valley, some say, I grow peaches, I grow almonds, I grow citrus. There's a variety of crops that people will say they grow. He said, I don't grow anything. I don't grow anything. This is a man who's been farming his whole life, has large fields that he manages and maintains, but he says, I don't grow anything. The rain falls, the sun shines, the climate is favorable, and my crops grow. He says, I don't grow anything. I don't cause the rain to fall. I don't cause anything to happen. He says, nature causes my crops to grow. The dynamic force of nature, the dynamic activity of growth and life supporting life. Teraoka-san という こういう中央カリフォルニアの農業のに頑張っている方なんですけど、彼が発表してこの農家と農業と仏教の関係である。で、彼面白いことをおっしゃったんです。こうよく百姓に聞いたら、何の作物を作るんですかと聞くんですね。何を作ってるんですかと、桃とかアルマンドとかみかんとかいろいろあるんですけど、寺岡さんが、私は何も作りませんと言うんですね。雨が降って、天気が晴れて、果物が成り立つというのは、大自然のこの動きによって私の作物が成り立つ。私の計らいじゃないんですね。 And so he said that our life is just like this. He did an interesting thought experiment with us. He said, okay everybody, now I want you to breathe in and out. Breathe in and out for 10 breaths. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Try that. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. This is exhausting, isn't it? To breathe in and out. It says, and yet, you've never stopped breathing since the day you were born. Mr. Teraoka says, the past 95 years, I've never stopped breathing. It's not my activity pushing in and out. It's this dynamic force of nature causing me to live. He said, I once asked a teacher from Japan, is this dynamic force of nature, is this what we mean when we talk about Amida Buddha? The teacher said, Yoroshi. He says, you can think about it that way. こういう大自然の動き、息を吸って、意識を持って息を吸って、 自力で息を吸って吐いて吸って吐いてとすぐに疲れるね。だからずっと生まれたから今まで息は自分の力で動いてるんじゃなくて、こういう自然に命が続いた。で、寺岡さんがこれは阿弥陀如来と言えますかと日本の漢学和上という偉い先生に聞いたんですけど、その先生がよろしいでしょうとおっしゃいましたね。だから寺岡さんはそういう他力念仏の味わいができるんですね。 So listening to Mr. Teruoka's talk, I thought, this is a wonderful expression of the life in the Nembutsu and the way in which it's lived here. It's been lived and it's been living and thriving for the past 100 years. For his whole life, the Nembutsu has been thriving here by the people who we remember today, their great efforts. A thing that I've done personally, but all that has been done for me. So I reflect on that and this great dynamic force of the Nembutsu that sustained our community and brought us here today. And each of you is here to remember someone who is part of that great force, who's made your life possible. And so as we remember these people, we can express our gratitude in a simple phrase, Namo Amida Butsu, that captures this whole great dynamic working that makes our lives possible. 今日忍ぶ方々はこういう念仏の中に生かされて、今までずっとこのところでアメリカの土でお念仏を一生懸命その種を植えて、して今はその種が実になって、私たちがお念仏を聞けるように、これは他力の動きであるというふうに味わっております。それは私たちみんなみんなその一人一人の動きによってここにいます。その方々のおかげでお念仏の出会いができて、その方々のおかげで今ここに行かせていただいていることができていると思います。 So I'll conclude my words here. I'd like to once again reflect on these words of Shinran, which remind us thatWe are constantly sustained and supported by the power of this great compassion at work in our lives. 大慈悲の働きの表している親鸞聖人のお言葉で終わりたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。When we say Namo Amida Butsu, Nanda, Upananda, and the other great Nagas, along with the countless Naga gods, revere and protect us constantly, day and night.ナモアミダブを唱れば、ナンダ、バツナン、大竜と無量の竜神、尊敬し、夜昼常に守るなるなりと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
No. No. Thank you, Sensei, for your Dharma talk. Please rise to sing Gatha on Doksan 2. It is on page 220.And please remain standing for the reading of Jodo Shinshu, Seikatsu Shinjo. It is on page 11, followed by Jodo Shinshu Creed 1 on page 12.